Study of a Severed Arm and Legs by Theodore Géricault. This masterly study belongs to the series of parts of cadavers which Géricault produced during winter 1818-1819 when he was painting The Raft of the Medusa, a well-known historical event. The French Navy frigate Medusa was wrecked on the 2nd of July 1816 off Cap Blanc in West Africa. Almost 150 people, mainly soldiers and sailors, were packed onto a raft 20 meters by 7 and drifted for 13 days. On the 17th of July, the brig Argus appeared and rescued the 15 people still alive. After studying the details of the full horror of this tragedy, during which some survivors had resorted to cannibalism, Géricault had some body parts brought to his studio, probably from the Beaujon Hospital, two legs seen from the feet, and an arm with collarbone, a blood-stained cloth partially covering the shoulder. The powerful effects of light and shadow, the broad and full technique, the close framing, and the harmonious interlocking of forms arouse a kind of uneasy attraction in the spectator, a mixture of sensuality and repulsion. Inspired by the example of Michelangelo, admired during his travels in Italy, and by his contemporary Gros, Géricault achieved, with uncommon verve, a revival in French painting, directly opening the way to modern art. The Montpellier work is a masterful proclamation of this achievement, its sombre realism demolishing forever the canons of the beau idéal.